pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com, where you can always listen to the Doug and Danny Show live. Glad to have you along with us on this Thursday. Coming up on the program today, we're going to talk with the head baseball coach at Kansas, Rich Price. They are on a five-game winning streak as they come into Lincoln to take on the Huskers this weekend. It's been an up-and-down season, though, for them. We will talk to the coach of the Jayhawks about that. We will also be talking with Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com. He'll join us in the next segment to talk about spring football so far and the spring game that is coming up tomorrow. And yesterday, big excitement because we now know who's playing on the red team and who's playing on the white team.
Yeah, actually Todd Peterson, one of those captains, got a pick. They're our homegrown boy right here in Grand Island around the Tri-City area. Got to be one of the captains, got to select that team. I don't think it was too arduous of a task because, good word for me, wasn't that?
Did you read that this morning?
When you get the, he would take the center, then the backup center would automatically go to the other team, so it wasn't exactly the random draft that I think a lot of people out there thought it might be.
NBA playoffs are also set. We'll be making our predictions on that, and NHL playoffs continue on. Pittsburgh advancing on to the second round last night with a sweep of Ottawa. How about that, Derek?
Good. Pittsburgh.
That was looking off the top of the head, by the way.
That was very, very nice. Pittsburgh's looking really good. Crosby and Malkin. Good combo.
So some hockey played last night, some of it was had goals in it.
Crosby, is that Sid the Kid?
Yeah, Sid the Kid.
And Malkin, huh?
Yep, Evgeny Malkin.
Got a couple other things that are going on right off the top of the show. Well, the rain's out, so that means that's going to knock some things back. UNK Wayne State softball, for the third time this year, it has been postponed. They may have to call this off altogether. There has not been a makeup date set. So UNK Wayne State softball called off today. Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech announced his first recruits for the upcoming season. They include Trevor Halbmeyer of Hastings High, Kellen Burr from Donovan Trumbull, Marcus Bender from High Plains, and Nate Olson of Norfolk Catholic. Bender averaged 18 points and 12 rebounds a game last year for High Plains. He's expected to help fill the shoes of graduating senior Bobby Kemp. Halbmeyer averaged 11.6 rebounds per game for Hastings High. Olson, the younger brother of Luke Olson, who graduated from Hastings College back in 2003, he averaged 10 points per game for Norfolk Catholic last year. And for Burr, he averaged 10.5 boards a game during his senior season with the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. So, Broncos finished 20-12 last year after that great start to the season, 9-9 in the GPAC. So those are some players that Lance Creech has rolling in. And Coach Kelly is supposed to also be releasing a list of wrestlers coming into the second-year program now at Hastings College. We're going to talk Hastings baseball tomorrow with head coach Jim Bovey. They've got to play a lot at home lately. Hopefully that continues.
Haven't always been the home team, but they've played a lot at Duncan Field.
That is the case.
Doug, all that information that you just spilled out there, and we have not brought up yet the excitement of last night. That's right, the 3-2 victory by the Kansas City Royals.
Really?
Oh boy, Derek is really gonna get it.
Five punches. This computer's gonna get it.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Scored a couple in the first. Picked up one early on, and they held on. Soria, 5-for-5 in save opportunities.
I was a little worried last night. This was a game Kansas City should have probably been up 6-0 in. The next thing you know, you turn around, it's 3-2, and Weaver has settled in, and the Royals have kind of quit doing anything offensively. And I had bad feelings after about the fifth inning, but It was scoreless from the sixth on, and the Royals hold on for a 3-2 victory. They will wrap up that brief two-game series tonight. First pitch again, 9:05 here on ESPN Radio. I like something going on at that time. I mean, if you're up till 10:30, 11 o'clock watching the sports or up for the news or whatever, you still got some things going on, and it's always good to catch.
Like Gathright getting picked off in the first inning last night.
Lays down a beautiful bunt and then just gets lit up, picked off right away, before a pitch even thrown.
Didn't take long. There obviously would have been another run that would give the Royals a little bit of a cushion, but did not happen. That's all the cushion they would need at 3-2.
Did mention the NBA playoffs have been set in the East. It will be Boston, the top seed, taking on Atlanta. Cleveland, the 4 seed, hosting Washington. Orlando, the 3 seed, hosting Toronto. Detroit, the 2 seed, hosting Philadelphia. In the West, the Lakers earning the number 1 seed. They will host Denver. Utah, the 4 seed, will host Houston. San Antonio, with the win last night, the 3 seed, they will host Phoenix. And New Orleans, the 2 seed, hosting the 7th seed, Dallas. Will New Orleans be the least respected 2 seed in the history of the NBA playoffs?
I got to think so. I really got to think so. And if you talk to the casual NBA fan out there and say, who plays for the New Orleans Hornets? Who plays for the New Orleans Hornets?
Gilbert Arenas?
No.
No.
Chris Paul. Yes. I think that's an obvious name.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. West.
Yes. Tyson Chandler.
Chandler.
That will be a big, big name during this series because he's a monster on the boards, very athletic, and Eric Dampier is going to have to box him out and make sure he keeps him off the boards, and I don't think he can do it.
I think what we've got right here is experience versus youth. And what usually wins?
Well,
experience.
Experience wins, but the Mavericks in this case, you know, they talk about it pretty much all morning. That seems to be the big national news. Is the Mavericks just aren't deep enough. For a team that likes to get out and run and do the things athletically, they don't match up very well. Derek, I mean, following the NBA, is that the way you would see that?
Yeah, and given a lot of times experience does win, you can obviously point at the Spurs, but that New Orleans team is so athletic, especially with the way Chris Paul runs up and down the floor. He manages the game so well when the ball is in his hands, and he distributes the ball, makes everyone around him that much better. And with the athleticism that they have and the way that Dallas has kind of had a bumpy road down the home stretch of the season here, it should be interesting to see who comes out on top there.
Daddy and I will make our NBA playoff predictions, and Derek, being the resident pro, will also be making his predictions, and we'll get those to you probably at the end of the show today. I do have one question, though, before we go into an early break here and catch up with Sean Callahan, because I find it interesting. Derek is really into NBA. He's into the NHL. You're 25?
26.
Six?
Yep.
Okay. But really, no firm ties to Nebraska, right?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really.
Does that, I mean, you grew up in Germany, you moved here. Is that why you're I guess if you put out the variables that would be with Derek, you're an NBA and NHL fan and really not much of a local Husker fan.
Right, right. I'm a Husker fan. I've always followed the Huskers from when I was younger, but I'm not a rabid Husker fan or anything like that. But I follow football. I'm a big Husker football fan. But as far as baseball, basketball goes, I kind of follow, but really into the NBA, NHL, NFL.
Now, growing up in Germany, do you think that stems from you starting to drink when you were 4?
Possibly. It's possible.
That would explain the NHL. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Travis Ford, the new men's basketball coach at Oklahoma State. Immediate thoughts?
Interesting because there's some Kentucky ties there, and he took UMass, obviously, to the NIT final this year. Probably an up-and-comer, had an opportunity to go to Providence and turn that down. Then Keno Davis from Drake took that job. So waited for a big-time opportunity, and it came his way after only 3 years at Massachusetts.
Well, we'll see what happens. More new coaches. Boy, Doc Sadler already has some tenure in this conference now with all the turnover that has been in the Big 12 in basketball in the last 3 years. Was it 2/3 of the conference have new coaches in the last 3 years? It's unbelievable.
Bill Self's been in Kansas how long?
Texas, Rick Barnes is the most tenured, and then I believe it is Bill Self. I believe.
But I mean, it's not like they've been there 35 years. I mean, you're talking 8-10 years.
I mean, you look at the North, Colorado, new this year, Nebraska, 2 years into it, Iowa State, 3 years into it, 2 years. Well, no, brand new last year. There's two, and then they got rid of a guy, and then him. Kansas State, first year. Kansas with Bill Self. And who am I missing out of the North here? Missouri, first. They're just got
Mike Anderson.
Around. Yeah. So all the newness there. You go to the South, Texas has been around. But now Bobby Knight out at Texas Tech. Patrick Knight currently the coach there. A&M, brand new coach. Baylor, Scott Drew, 3 years now. 2 years now, turning into three, so he's got a little tenure there. Then you go to Oklahoma.
You know, 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years, and Oklahoma State now has a new guy. So somebody can get their feet in and get trenched in real quick here.
Yeah, certainly a good opportunity for somebody in, but I think when you look at overall, Doc Sadler's right up there with Bill Self and Rick Barnes. I mean, if you had to see who are the three marquee coaches in this conference, those are the three names that would come up. I think you take your chance with either one of those three guys.
And I think a lot of good things have to be said about Scott Drew at Baylor. I mean, what he did after coming into that just fiasco, he's done a good job. Well, let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show and dive into spring football. Sean Callahan from HuskersIllustrated.com going to join us. If you have a question for Sean, fire us an email, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll yank it right out of the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Back after this.
The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I can't put up with you people because you're bastard people.
These guys really suck.
Awful. So bad.
Anyway, our heroes will be right back. Next time you're out on the bricks in downtown Kearney, be sure to make the Roman your destination for fine Italian pasta, pizza, and gourmet sandwiches. Roman's intimate decor, fine wine, and well-stocked martini bar will enhance your dining experience along with a variety of live entertainment. For catering, let the Roman's expertise serve you for special events and parties at your location or theirs. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 5 p.m. till 1 a.m., with dinner served till 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday. Pizza and sandwich delivery till midnight.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Kansas City Royals will wrap up their brief two-game series with the Los Angeles Angels tonight. Pre-game at 8:30, first pitch on ESPN Radio is at 9:05. The ninth-ranked Nebraska baseball team welcomes in Kansas this weekend. The Jayhawks, winners of five in a row, will start the series at Haymarket Park Friday night at 6:35. Saturday's game is at 3:35, Sunday at 1:05. The UNK baseball team begins a nine-game homestand welcoming in Colorado State Pueblo this weekend. First game Friday night at 6 o'clock. The Hastings College baseball team is home this weekend, hosting Dana on Saturday and Mount Marty on Sunday. In softball, Hastings College is on the road this weekend. They travel to Mount Marty on Friday and Dakota Wesleyan on Saturday. For UNK, today's softball game against Wayne State has been canceled. They will be at Metro State Saturday and Sunday. The Nebraska softball team will host Iowa State today, travel to Oklahoma State Saturday and Sunday, and the Nebraska football spring game, 1 o'clock Saturday. That's a Sports Minute.
This is Hotshot Branch with the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters. You're listening to ESPN Radio Superstation on 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS.
Cloudy skies along with more rain showers will continue across the area as we head through the day today. We'll see high temperatures of around 50 with northeast winds of 12 to 25 miles per hour. More scattered showers are possible tonight, lows in the mid-30s with a light northeast wind. From the Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 39.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling, so I just did.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Well, it looks like it's another simulator day at Prairie Hills, Daddy.
Can't get outside and play.
Rain, wind. Yesterday, a lot of people were getting out, and at least, you know, it doesn't matter. If you can get out there and not totally get blown over, you're probably going to give it a chance if you haven't been out yet. And a chance to go out and experience Prairie Hills. You can go check out their website now, prairiehills.com. PrairieHillsGolf.com. Let me check that out again, Derek, with the new Prairie Hills website, PrairieHillsGolf.com. Com, for all the folks that want to check out the website. You can call for a tee time anytime, whether it's the simulator or whether you're playing outside. You can check out the membership options and opportunities on their website. You'll be able to see prices for memberships as well as green fee punch cards with or without cards. Clubhouse stocked with refreshments. That's Daddy's favorite part. Come meet the new owners and operators, Kirk Curtis and Nick, at Prairie Hills Golf Course and experience the new golf experience. That's what you should do. Just 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10.
Well, Doug, it's time to talk a little spring football, and we're pleased to be joined by our Husker Insider and Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How's it going?
Well, it's damp, but we're preparing. I think this is just the seed for what should be a beautiful Saturday in Lincoln.
Yeah, you guys will be up here, won't you?
Oh, you know it, buddy.
Now, Daddy will just be at sidetracks the whole time, right? And he'll be in the press box working.
Actually, no, I will be at the game the whole time.
Okay, just checking. I thought you were going to help Joyce out and sing in the sidetracks band on Saturday.
He might actually come up in the press box and step right next to, oh, no, you'll be busy doing what you do with the microphone on the sidelines, right?
Yeah, I'll be down there.
Can we get a daddy interview?
Maybe. No, I don't know. Pregame's at 11, so it won't be as attic. It won't be a long pregame like we normally do, and then kickoff's at 1, so...
Well, there's
that should be a pretty fun day.
Hey, there's an interesting question. I guess just because you brought it up with the new broadcast team per se with Greg Sharp in there, anything different as far as coverage of Husker football this upcoming year that you guys have been told about?
You know, to my knowledge, I know when Greg was hired, our general manager said David Whitty said everything is the same, and you know, the same guys, the five of us that did the last few games of the season together, will all be doing the games on Saturday. I mean, I'm sure some of the pre- and the post-game shows will be tinkered a little bit like we do every year, but in terms of the actual broadcast team, to my knowledge, everything's the same, and we'll all be working together on Saturday.
Well, Sean, I think a lot of teams, people look at this spring game with a little bit more excitement. I think, obviously, that shows with 81,000 people expected to show up. But, I mean, the main two storylines heading into this spring game, Cody Glenn's the second coming of Lawrence Taylor. We've all known that. And Roy Helu has emerged as a backup to Marlon Lucky at running back and really played well. Other than that, are there other storylines out there?
Oh, sure. I mean, there's a lot of things. I mean, a guy like me could probably find a story in every position, but in terms of, you know, I think the number two quarterback's interesting with Lee and Witt, who's going to emerge and have a big day. I'm real excited to see that. You know, you talk about Helu. I'm concerned about the wide receiver position right now. I haven't seen, you know, Nate Swift and Todd Peterson are very solid players, but I want to see some of those young guys step up and become a downfield threat, maybe a big body Maurice Purify type threat. And I want to see that on Saturday, because the little bit of practice I did see in the scrimmage I saw last week, I did not see any guys step into those roles. You know, at defensive end, I'm looking for Pierre Allen to have a breakout-type day tomorrow on Saturday. He's had a strong spring, and I think he's poised to have a big day in this red-white game. But, yeah, you mentioned a lot of guys. Look for Larry Asante at safety. I think he's a name to watch. Obviously, Ricky Tenars, those two safeties really set the tone, I think, and it should be fun to see just how some of these guys react, and if this defense has the swagger they seem to have lost last season.
Sean Callahan joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Take us through what you have seen so far this spring, as far as the attitude. And I keep referencing this because I do. 4 years ago, 5 years ago, attitude was all fired up and all that kind of thing. It was a new coaching staff. How much of it is it because it's a new coaching staff, and how much of it is it because it's specifically Bo Pelini?
Well, the thing about Bo is, I mean, obviously the new staff, people are going to be excited, I think, anywhere in the country when you have a new staff come in. But with Bo, he's already done it. He's already proven it at Nebraska. And when the former players and guys in the NFL, even at places like LSU and Oklahoma, all talk so highly of him, he has so much credibility, and I think immediately when he's in the meeting room, he's on the practice field, his intensity level is fire, the passion, yet the ability to be a player's coach as well immediately jumps out to me with these guys on the team. I mean, they talk about just how fun he is to play for, and his intensity really gets you going. And Pierre Allen yesterday described to me as he's just one of those special people. You know, you can't really describe it other than that. I mean, you know, the coaches last year obviously were intense and whatnot and did what they did, but it's different with Bo, and I could tell that by the players' reaction and the way these guys seem to have already want to come to play for him.
Sean, I want to get back to your wide receiver situation. Who do you think out of that group could be that downfield threat? A lot of people thought Niles Paul came in much heralded. What, him, or you look at somebody else in Menelik Holt or Sarinsky Gillian or somebody?
Yeah, I think it's going to be Kerensky Gillian if I had to go with a name right now. He's really the fastest guy on the team. So I like him to be you know, a big play threat. Niles Paul can go up in traffic and make plays. And if mentally cold, I think he'd be the viable candidate to replace him, Reese Purify.
Joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show, Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com. What should the fans expect, even with the what Coach Pelini said after the game yesterday? I'm not even sure he's quite exactly confident on how they're going to run the game here as far as, you know, I think a lot of people are getting the indication this is going to be a full tilt, go after it, regular football game, and that's not necessarily the case.
Well, in a lot of ways it will be, but the number of plays they run will be controlled. I mean, he's going to cap it off at a certain number because you don't want to get hurt. I mean, they're not going to play. You know, they'll probably have a normal clock in the first and the third quarters and a running clock in the second and the fourth is kind of what he projected yesterday. But they just want to make sure they get the work done and get a number of plays. But I do love the way they formatted this game. Basically, they had captains, Joe Gans and Philip Dillard helped pick one team, and then Todd Peterson and Barry Turner were supposed to help with the other team, but Marvin Sanders ended up helping Todd Peterson picked the white squad, and it was literally old school backyard football style. I mean, you had captains and you made your picks, and I think that's a real exciting way to do it. The players are jacked. I mean, the guys are excited about this because before, if you weren't on that red squad, you were basically the sacrificial lamb. I mean, you had no chance because the offense on the white team would be so bad in the game that they couldn't even get a first down on the first team defense. Literally, I mean, I think last year or year before that, they didn't get a first down to the third quarter in the red-white game, where this year it's going to be a whole different story. You're going to see a pretty competitive ball game.
Sean, people have followed the linebacker situation, and obviously Cody Glenn getting moved over there is a big deal that's been going on all spring. Give us your starting linebackers right now, or who, if they had one team, would be the starting linebackers in your mind.
Well, Dillard the mic. I'm going to go Glenn at the will because of his mental toughness over Travis Washington. I think the Sam is wide open. You know, at the beginning of the spring, it was Blake Lawrence, but towards the end, it's been Tyler Wartman. They've been going back and forth. You know, so I think both those guys are going to play. I think Blake has more upside, but Wartman is probably just a little bit further ahead in terms of being a mature player.
Sean, is there anybody that is still to come when fall rolls around that's not here yet that could impact the 2008 season?
Oh, definitely. On offense, there'll be a couple guys probably. I think maybe two. I don't know if Baker Steinkuhler as an offensive lineman, if they need him, but he could end up playing on defense as a defensive tackle. This depends on what their needs are going in and just how good he comes into camp. But Kyrie Cooper is a wide receiver. I see him being somebody that could potentially come in and play. Then, you know, Kyler Reed is an H-back. He can play tight end. He can play fullback. So I think they need him at tight end because he can block, he can catch, he can run. On defense, if Josh Williams gets here, I mean, once we find out more on that situation, I definitely think Josh Williams is the guy that will play at defensive end. Will Compton at middle linebacker, somebody to watch. A couple of those defensive backs. I like Alfonso Dennard at a cornerback position. I think P.J. Smith at safety, the kid out of New Orleans, might have a chance as well. So there's some good talent coming in.
Sean, do we know much about Josh Williams' situation?
No, I mean, other than what was initially reported, but everything that I've been told is there's a lot more to the story, and you know, I've talked to a lot of people closely involved, and it sounds like a lot of this is going to get dropped, if not all of it, but we won't know that until, you know, things get finalized up there through the court system and the police system, but that's why Bo Pelini hasn't made any definitive statement yet, because there's a lot of things still going on with that whole situation.
Well, apparently, Sean Callahan joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Apparently, Bo Pelini made a statement earlier in this week to the Daily Nebraskan, his first outward fire here. Sean, what can you tell us about that?
Well, that's an interesting deal. I mean, I don't know if you guys covered it on your show or not, but you know, the Daily Nebraskan has an editorial board. I wrote for the Daily Nebraskan for 2 years in college, and the editorial board down there, it's like seven people, and they kind of make the decision on things, and they wrote a newspaper editorial, which means there's no byline on it. The thoughts of that column or editorial represents the whole paper, and they had a story that ripped his disciplinary style, and they okayed the story to run, and that really made him upset. Because there was a lot of things in there, like about the Josh Williams thing, that weren't really fair at this point to say, because we don't know what's going to happen. So he called the paper and, let's just say, gave him his two cents on the whole situation. And then the next day, the paper wrote a follow-up about Pelini's phone call. So I think that made him even more upset. But, yeah, it's kind of a I don't know. If I'm Coach Pelini in the situation, I just ignore the situation, and it's a student newspaper. You know, just don't even act like they exist, because they're really a non-factor. And what you've done basically now is given them exactly what they want. They've gotten a lot of press off this thing, and the head coach ends up looking like the bad one in this whole situation.
You know, but I think people around Nebraska like that. They like the emotions on the sleeve. Is that what you're getting?
I don't know. I still think you have to be professional. When you're a CEO or the head of an organization, you have to keep your poker face, too. You can't blow up and show that. I mean, we're talking about 18-, 19-year-old newspaper writers here writing a deal. I mean, I don't know if you want to, like, I mean, you're a guy making $1.1 million a year. I don't think you need to worry about those kind of kids, you know, affecting what you do on a day-to-day basis, because when you're at a high level or a big-time level, you're going to have people criticize you, but you can't attack everybody that's criticized you. I mean, I've seen people write bad things about me on a message board, and sure, it doesn't make me happy, but I'm not going to look them up and call them up and cuss them out. I mean, I just know that comes with the territory. You're going to be criticized when you get to a certain level at a job.
But I always want you to know that I always respond to those people, and I berate those people, Sean.
You get where I'm coming from on this, don't you guys?
Oh, yeah. Exactly know what you're talking about. There's a time and a place for everything. Hey, Sean, before we let you get out of here, I know we talked about this a couple, 3 weeks ago, but the draft is next week. Is there anything new on that front for ex-Huskers?
You know, it'd be interesting. I want to see if this deal with Carl Nix and Purify with their deals where they got in trouble, if that's going to affect them at all. The latest projections I've seen have 6 to 7 Huskers getting picked. I've seen some where Bo Root is being picked in the 7th round. So if they had 7 guys picked, I mean, that's a pretty good draft year for any school. And Nick looks like he'll be the highest picked guy in the 2nd round, then Bowman probably a 3rd round, 4th round type guy.
Sean, a couple of small-town kids from our area before we let you go, Jared Crick and Farron Klingelhofer. Are they making noise at all down there?
Well, Crick's moved over from defensive end to D-tackle, and I think he's just kind of adjusting the position. I would say by next year, because they lose all those guys, he's going to be someone they're going to count on in the 09 season a lot. You know, Klingelhofer, is he, you know, if memory serves me right, did he leave the team and come back, or did he just...
That was a UNK transfer.
Yeah, okay, because he joined the team late, and, you know, he's still a ways away, guys. I mean, he's a freshman player, and it's going to take him, he's a walk-on. I mean, you might see him play a little bit on Saturday, but I wouldn't expect him to be out there. He's probably on the 3rd and 4th units right now.
Daddy, I've yet to hear you had a set a line for the red-white game on Saturday. Do you have one for me, Daddy?
No, we're still working on that with my people.
I'm going the red. I like the red by about 7.5.
7.5 red. Red 7.5. Sean, we will see you.
I guarantee you can get a line on this game. I bet there's a guy in Omaha. I bet he's put a line out on this game. I don't know for sure, but I bet he has.
That's unbelievable. We'll keep looking. We'll keep looking. Hey, Sean, we'll see you in Lincoln on Saturday. As always, thanks for the time, buddy.
Okay, guys.
Sean Callahan, HuskersIllustrated.com, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, previewing the red-white spring game coming up this weekend. 1 o'clock, sellout.
A lot of people looking forward to this. We will obviously be down there, have our thoughts on it on Monday. Look forward to that, and look forward to all the action that will be going on. I think you're probably right. The number of plays is going to determine a lot, but they're going to stop the clock just like a regular football game, probably until the middle, I think, of the 2nd quarter, and then maybe all of the 4th quarter. They're going to let that baby run and get out of there and let you enjoy the Husker baseball game. Doug Eukenhead.
335, that's right.
335, Husker right. baseball
Go game. Time. Huskers. Rich Price, the head coach at Kansas baseball, is going to join us coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Either way, though, Nebraska's going to come out on first place in this red-white scrimmage, just like Dynagrow Seed, and they want you to know they've got first-choice hybrids still available this spring. They've got high-quality 90-germ soybeans available from mid-group 2 to mid-group 3 maturity. Dynagrow is growing, and they have seed. Contact your local Dynagrow dealer or call 1-800-652-9298 for more information on available seed supply. Coming down to the end, planters are in the field. Gosh, I don't think we have enough. Well, they got enough for you at Dynagrow. 1-800-652-9298. Growing in your fields, Dynagrow seeds.
Didn't touch on it with Sean, but we can talk recruiting later. Over 100 recruits, whether they're already signed up to come this fall or thinking about coming in the next year, they're going to be at the game as well on Saturday. It should be a fun one. Hope you enjoy it. Just don't pay $100 for a ticket. That's idiotic. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Danny Show, including Rich Price, head baseball coach at Kansas, right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'll be back in a moment.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding you. I wish I were.
Oh, then yes, Greeny. You know how people are always telling you about how great Verizon Wireless is?
Sure I do. They've got America's most reliable wireless network. That's pretty common knowledge, Greeny.
It is. They also have cool phones, like the LG NV with a full QWERTY keyboard. You can text your thumbs off.
Text your thumbs off? Do I really want that to happen?
Golick, it's a figure of speech.
Yeah, I knew that.
Switch today at any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, VerizonWireless.com, or call them 1-800-2-JOIN-IN.
Sam Hornish Jr. is the new driver of the number 77 Mobile One Dodge, and we're celebrating by offering free Mobile One racing collectible cards at your nearest Exxon, Mobil, or On the Run location. That's right, get free Mobile One racing collectible cards featuring your favorite Penske drivers like Sam Hornish Jr., Ryan Newman, and Kurt Busch. So start your engines and race over to your nearest Exxon, Mobil, or On the Run location. No purchase necessary. Ends on 4/30/08. State restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. For terms and official rules, go to www.raceoutawinner.com.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
All the excitement of Kansas City Royals baseball is on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Ian in second, and Billy cranks one into center field. Back goes the center fielder, Ian. He can't get it. It's over his head, and one hopping the wall. It is a two-base hit and an RBI for Billy. And the Royals suddenly lead 2-0.
Catch all the action of Kansas City Royals baseball this spring, summer, and fall on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Cloudy skies, along with more rain showers, will continue across the area as we head through the day today. We'll see high temperatures of around 50 with northeast winds of 12 to 25 miles per hour. More scattered showers are possible tonight, lows in the mid-30s with a light northeast wind. From the Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 39.
Back on the Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Getting close to lunchtime, and whether it's lunch, whether it's dinner, whether it's a weekend snack, you can always get some good food at the Chicken Coop downtown Kearney or Grand Island. Great lunch specials. And then in the evening, they've got great food and drink specials. And catch all your favorite sports on TV at the Chicken Coop. They've got the Major League Baseball package, so you can check out your team and everybody else's all season long. While you're there, grab one of the Coop's great burgers. And they're served with fries, potato salad, coleslaw pasta, or baked beans. Mushroom burgers, Totally Jack burgers, patty melts, bacon burgers, they're all good. Of course, why are they called the Chicken Coop? Great chicken. They've got the chicken tender hoagie. They've got the chicken wings.
Several different kinds.
All kinds of different flavors. You can get the crispy chicken salad.
Don't forget,
also
you can get
good.
Balls of cheese to go with any of these.
Yes, that's right. Cheese balls. Cheese pleasers. Garlic shrooms.
Pub pickles.
Pub pickle. I love Pub Pickles. Check it out today. The Chicken Coop, great place for lunch, a great place anytime, whether you're having something to eat, something to drink, or just checking out all the great sporting events on TV. Go down and see them today. Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. Again, because of the weather, a couple of things postponed today. The given track and golf invites canceled will not be rescheduled.
What do they do with those medals?
I've always tried to say, hey, I'll take the pole vault medal. Anything, gold medal. Come on, people. Kearney High Soccer with Columbus. They've been moved to UNK. They will play, but they need a little bit better turf. So they'll go to the turf at UNK. Girls at 4, boys at 6 tonight. Girls at 4, boys at 6. UNK Wayne State softball has been canceled for today. Nebraska softball with Iowa State, thank gosh, it's been canceled, postponed actually, till Tuesday.
Do you know Iowa State's never won at Nebraska in softball?
They got a shot Tuesday. Yesterday, the Arapaho track invite, and a lot of records falling. That's what happens when Taylor Taha starts running around from Bertrand. The Bertrand girls were the winner, followed by Southern Valley and Alma. Cambridge won the boys' race, followed by Elm Creek and Elwood. And those weren't the only records that fell. A few others fell yesterday. And that's when you, once you finally start to get some weather, and, of course, I suppose because of the wind, that might help you break some of those records yesterday as well.
Yes, certainly, certainly. The wind, well, you didn't want to be running into it yesterday. I do know that. Did not help anybody in that respect. Just a kind of a dirty day. I think we got a little bit of moisture, kind of calmed things down. Now we look ahead to a great weekend. It's supposed to be 73 degrees on Saturday. Just a great weekend. Wind's not a factor. That seems to be the only thing the weather forecasters can hit.
Well, Nebraska taking on Kansas this weekend, Daddy. A big weekend, a big win for the Huskers coming off that 1-2 weekend against Oklahoma State, getting a very nice win over Wichita State on Tuesday night. The rain stayed away, although the wind was there. Huskers get a 3-0 victory, showing that even the pitching staff, which is surprised all year long, can do it with the number 4, number 5 guys midweek.
Yeah, they can do it with the number 4 and 5 guys. And, you know, Kansas got it done with their midweek guys this week, too. And we're pleased to be joined by the Kansas baseball coach to talk about the upcoming series with Nebraska. They enter at 4-8 in the Big 12. Coach, coming off a big sweep last weekend and then a couple midweek games. So thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, gentlemen.
Well, Coach, let's talk a little bit about where your team has been so far this year. You're currently riding a 5-game winning streak, but that came after going just 1-7 in the previous 8 games. And before that, 5 wins in a row. So it's been kind of a roller coaster here for you lately.
Yeah, we've really struggled from a consistency standpoint, guys, with our starting pitching. Our bullpen's been very, very solid almost the entire season. And for last weekend's the first time that we've played a conference series and got 3 quality starts, and obviously it led to us not just winning the series but being able to sweep Texas Tech. And if we can get 3 quality starts this weekend, we like our team. I think it's the second best team I've had since I've been here. We can swing the bat and we catch the baseball. But it goes back to starting pitching, as you guys know.
Coach, you got a pitcher that went down with Tommy John surgery. How big was that, and what does that do on your staff as far as shifting people around?
Well, we've actually had two devastating injuries to our pitching staff, guys. Andy Marks was our Friday night pitcher last year as a sophomore. He led the Big 12 in strikeouts. He was pitcher of the year in Northwoods League this summer. Unfortunately, he also tore a labrum at the end of the summer, so he had labrum surgery in October. We had hoped to get him back after the Texas series when we were in spring break in Florida, but he was unable to take the mound. I shut him down at that point so he could continue his rehab and make sure he's completely healthy and come back next year. So we lost him prior to the season starting. Then Wally Marciel, who was our Sunday starter a year ago as a freshman, had a quality start at Texas in a 6-4 loss. He opened the Big 12, and then he had 2 awful outings in a row, and we sent him in to have an MRI, and he has a partial tear, so he'll need Tommy John here next week.
Well, that's nothing that anybody ever likes to hear, but I guess the whole X's and O's thing is you've got to move forward. Who steps into those roles now?
Well, what we've done is Nick Chez is pitches on Friday night for us, and he's been in the rotation the last 2 years, and he's now a junior. We moved Andres Escobel, who was our closer, into the Saturday startings role, and then have moved T.J. Walls, the freshman, to Sunday, and he pitched 6 quality innings for us last week, and he's actually a freshman from Omaha, so we've been very, very pleased with his development.
Coach, talk a little bit about your son and Ryan. He leads the Big 12 in RBIs with 52, a really swinging a hot bat, can play some catcher, plays outfield for you as well.
Yeah, he's having a really nice year. He's been physical his whole career. He's broken the home run record here. He's flattened his bat before the start of the season. He has a little bit of an
he'll swing sometimes, and he's made some really good adjustments, and he's having a great year. He's using the whole field, and he's put up some really good power numbers against some quality pitching in our conference.
We're talking with Rich Price, head baseball coach at Kansas. They head to Nebraska for a Big 12 series beginning on Friday. 2006, so won that Big 12 tournament, made it to the regionals. And then last year, I'm sure the expectations very high. Kind of compare what your season was like expectation-wise last year and this year.
Well, you know, obviously we had four consecutive winning seasons after taking over the program, where there had been five straight losing seasons. So we had 13 seniors in 06. We took a step back last year. We're a high school recruiting program. We develop our own guys. So when our seven seniors signed after our 06 season, we knew we were going to take a step back. Unfortunately, we didn't think we'd step back and have a losing record. But, you know, we've recovered nicely. I like how good we are offensively. I like the depth in our recruiting class. And we just signed our best group of pitchers in this last fall that we think will give us a chance to finally compete on the mound in this great conference.
Rich Price, Kansas Jayhawk baseball coach, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Rich, talk about the Big 12 overall. Larry Hayes tells us, wow, the pitching. He can't get over week in, week out, the pitchers in this conference. Just your overall thoughts on it.
Yeah, I would completely agree, guys. I mean, it's my sixth year in the league, and you know, obviously Texas has pitched at a really high level that whole time, and as has Nebraska the whole time I've been in the league. It seems like every time you walk out there, every starter is 90 to 93, and then when they go to the bullpen, you don't see a guy throwing under 90 miles an hour as well. It's the best that I've seen the pitching in the league since I've been in it.
Rich Price, the head baseball coach at Kansas, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They get ready for Nebraska this weekend. Coach, Daddy talked a little bit about your son, but the leading man average-wise on your team right now is John Allman. Is the offense starting to come around a little bit, because your team hasn't been short of actually scoring runs lately? It's been trying to get that pitching going.
Yeah, that's the truth, guys. I mean, when we got swept by Texas A&M a couple weeks ago, we had an 8-6 lead with two outs in the eighth, and they hit a two-run homer to tie it, and then they beat us in the 10th, and we had an 8-6 lead on Sunday, and they tied it in the eighth with two outs and then beat us in the ninth. But we scored eight runs in both those games and had opportunities to win both, you know. So Allman's having a nice year. He's one of the better players in our conference. He uses the whole field. He's also a plus defender in left field, and he came here as a walk-on and redshirted his first year and has become one of the best players in our league.
Rich, when you look ahead towards Nebraska, what do you see and what concerns do you have?
Well, obviously, I think you look at those numbers and they're pitching as good as anybody in the country, and certainly I've seen Johnny Dorn throughout his whole career and have great respect for him. But I think it's a typical Mike Anderson club, a team that's built on speed and plays solid defense and executes their offense and pitches lights out. And I think that's why they're where they're at the top of the standings, because they have that good of pitching.
Coach, when you see Johnny Dorn coming back, do people in the conference just shake their head and go, how the hell is he still there?
See, I was hoping he'd sign, guys. So I'm one of those guys that when I saw the draft thing and knew he was back, it was like, obviously it's great for Nebraska, but it's certainly tough on everybody's got to play against him.
Rich, you've already played A&M and Baylor. Nebraska still has them to come. Could you touch a little bit? Obviously, you told us a little bit about the A&M games. What do these teams present against you and maybe what's still to come?
Well, I'll tell you, guys. We've played Texas to open up, and then obviously we played Texas A&M. We went to Baylor and got just taken apart. Okay, and Coach Smith told me it's the most talented team he's had in his 14 years at Baylor. They opened this thing in the preseason top 10, and they'd underachieved. That's what the articles were saying in the newspapers when we were there. The weekend that we caught them, guys, they played us better than anybody we've played. They swung the bats. They were physical. They can run. I personally think the weekend that we played, they're the best team we've played.
Rich, you guys opened up with Texas in the Big 12. Then you had a break. How did you like that schedule set up? Probably not the team you would have chose to open with, I guess.
Yeah, actually, you know, we got beat 6-4 Friday night. We were down 2-1 in the seventh inning Saturday, guys, but we were being dominated, okay, by their guy on the mound. And then we won 7-2 Sunday. It's actually the first win Kansas has had in Texas since we've been in the Big 12, which is almost an amazing stat, isn't it? But it was when we got out of there and salvaged the victory and left 1-2, I actually felt good about that on the road, you know. But this change of season plan, guys, hasn't been good for us. I mean, we're 3 hours from the closest person we can play midweek. We went to spring break to Florida for us, and we were supposed to play 8 games in 6 days. We got rained out one day. We played 6 games in 5 days in order to get towards our 56, and it was the only way we could do that. But certainly I would rather have had to buy later in the season, no doubt about that.
Well, Rich, you just kind of touched on a little bit about goals. What will be your goal now this weekend? I mean, obviously you want to come in and go 3-0. I understand that. But with things that you have to adjust with, you talked about the pitchers. What do you do now?
Well, I think first off is that our players understand that the only way you can win a series in this great conference is you got to get three quality starting performances. You can't go out one day and have a guy pitch really poorly and blow the game wide open early and deplete your bullpen. And then you're trying to win the other two games that could come right down to the wire. So for us, it starts with starting pitching. If we can get three quality outings, we're going there with the intent to try to win a series. We think we're playing at that level, and certainly we have incredible respect for what Nebraska's done. And that's the great thing about this league is you can go on the road any place, you can play at home, and if somebody's in the top 25 every day you walk on a field.
Rich Price in his sixth season as Kansas Jayhawk baseball coach. He joined us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, thanks so much for the time. And are you getting Coach Self to share any of that bonus money with you?
I'll talk to him about him this summer on the golf course.
Well, we'll let him know there's a baseball program there too, Rich. Keep up the good work.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Best of luck to you.
Nebraska, Kansas. Thanks, Coach, joining the three-game series going on this weekend at Haymarket Park.
Should be interesting to see. You know, here's a team that a lot of people had kind of forgotten about till they swept last weekend. Get right back in the middle of things. 4-8 now. You know, if they can come up here and make some noise, I don't expect that because I think Nebraska's got too much dominating pitching. And I think if he wants to make it a starting pitching versus starting pitching, I just think Nebraska's too good.
UCLA's Kevin Love holding a news conference today to announce his plans for next season. Widely believed the All-American center will opt for the NBA after leading the Bruins in scoring and rebounding his freshman season. What, did he score 10 points a game for that high-scoring offense? The national champion Kansas Jayhawks have also called a news conference today to discuss the future of players Brandon Rush and Daryl Arthur. Rush was set to enter the draft a year ago but injured his knee during a pickup game and withdrew his name. Arthur tied Mario Chalmers as Kansas' second-leading scorer this season. News conferences this afternoon. Gone. They won the national championship in 99. When we come back, an NFL quarterback announces his retirement today. Back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. When it comes to fish or cut bait, these guys are bait cutters. Oh, they've dipped a worm or two, but mostly bait cutters. Really.
When the phone rings, who do you want to answer? It's your call. Trust Lifts, serving the Kearney area for over 30 years. Long-standing reputation, innovative ideas, personal service, superior quality. Trust Lifts. It's your call. On time, done right, one customer at a time. Lifts Printing Service, Kearney.
It's a new idea, an exclusive idea, designed specifically for the beginning farmer rancher. Hi, I'm Daryl Strecker, Ag Loan Officer, First Bank and Trust in Cozad. It's our salute to you as you enter the ag industry. And to assist in your efforts, First Bank and Trust is offering long-term, low fixed rate loans, 3 years of pre-approved lines of credit, and more. So if you've been farming or ranching for 5 years or less, please stop by to see one of our ag loan officers about our new First Ag Producer Program at First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis, member FDIC.
It's Colin Coward, host of The Herd. Imagine being able to access your office PC without actually having to be at the office. Now you can. With GoToMyPC, you can take your office with you wherever you go. All you need is an internet connection. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your office desktop instantly appears just like you're at work. Use GoToMyPC.com from your home so you don't have to stay late, on vacation so you can stay connected, on a business trip from your hotel room, or a sales presentation from anywhere when you suddenly realize you need something on your office PC. I've used GoToMyPC. It's easy, and once you use it, you'll never go back. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have an exclusive 45-day free trial just for my listeners in The Herd. This offer's only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the orange Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Colin.
That sounds like some NBA playoff music, people.
Yeah, and all we need is Stephen A., and we're in good shape.
On the Stephen A. Smith Show, In case you missed that, Stephen A., no longer a part of ESPN Radio. No Stephen A. Smith show anymore.
Rats.
I've been in contact with him trying to get him to come in and join us in here. So.
Okay, that'd be cool. That would be cool. Stephen A. and Daddy.
Yeah, that'd be real not cool.
You know what is cool? Lighted curbing. Featuring the amazing lighted curbing package from Curbit, Inc. All you have to do is stop by and check it out on the net, curbit.net, or give them a call. Matt and the guys would love to give your landscaping a unique look with several different applications to choose from. 237-4805, 237-4805. Flower beds, tree edging, pathways, walkways, playgrounds, sandboxes. You know, that's what you need. I just thought of this. The nephew needs to come over. He needs a sandbox. He needs Uncle Tony to build him a sandbox from Curbit. Why don't you give Matt and the guys a call? You've already done that, haven't you?
Yeah, I've already done that.
All right, all right. If you're looking for some stamp curbing or anything else, I think there's just so much of it. Let Matt and the gang take care of it. They know it's time to get that lawn and that yard and that house looking up to a spec for 2008. Check it out today. Curbit Incorporated, curbit.net, 237-4805. Steve McNair has told his Baltimore teammates that he's retiring from the NFL after 13 seasons. The 35-year-old quarterback joined the Ravens ahead of the 06 campaign, guided them to a 13-3 record. Injuries limited him to just six games in 2007, of course, with the Titans for so much time before that. And I guess now we can answer the question that was posed 13 years ago. Yes, the all-time leading passer out of Alcorn State can make it in the National Football League.
Yeah, he made it all right. Took his
team
to the Super Bowl.
Trivia question. Dang it.
That would have been a good trivia question.
I don't know if many people remembered that anymore.
Small, small college.
That's okay. You picking Baltimore to win the NFL again this year?
No.
Well, let's get to the NBA
playoffs.
I'm off
that horse. I'm off that horse.
Do we have NBA playoff music, Derek?
I think we got something in here somewhere.
That's kind of what I thought. Daddy, let's go to our predictions. We'll start in the East. I've chalked it out. A lot of people think this is Washington's year to beat Cleveland, so that's why I'm taking Cleveland. Boston over Cleveland. Orlando losing to Detroit. So I've got Boston and Detroit in the Eastern Conference Finals. Boston to move on to the Finals.
We're exactly the same, except I'm going to take Gilbert Arenas. I like the confidence level entering this series, even though he called LeBron James out, said that's the team they wanted to play. I think Gilbert Arenas and the Washington Generals get it done.
Resident expert Derek, who do you have in the East?
I got Boston advancing against Cleveland. Cleveland going to beat Washington. I have Orlando beating Toronto and Detroit beating Philadelphia. No surprises there. All favorites moving on.
And you've taken Boston all the way out?
I have taken Boston all the way through. Boston and Detroit, that's going to be a close series in the conference finals, but Boston all the way through on the east side.
It may be chalk, but if it's right, it's right. We go to the west. Daddy.
You know what? I've got the Los Angeles Lakers obviously advancing over the 8-seed Denver. I think their team is in shambles right now. Lack of commitment, people making poor decisions. They move on. I've got Utah, basically because Derek told me they don't lose at home, and they got home court over Houston. Everybody left Houston for dead after Yao left. I leave them for dead in the first round. Then I've got Phoenix upsetting the defending champs in San Antonio, and I've got New Orleans defeating Dallas. I just think those three players, Mr. West, Mr. Chandler, and, of course, Chris Paul, I think are too good for Dallas, and Dallas is an aging team.
And then what do you got?
And I've got L.A., and I've got Phoenix defeating New Orleans, and I've got L.A. advancing to the finals.
You got the Shaq-Kobe matchup. That's great. I've got the Lakers. I've got Utah. I also have Phoenix. I root for Dallas, so I like to see Dallas. I'm going to take Dallas, and I'm going to take Dallas to beat Phoenix, and I'm going to take the Lakers to beat Dallas in the conference finals, even though I don't care for the Lakers. I just can't see Dallas making all that big of a run. I've got Boston and the Lakers just like you do in the finals, Derek.
I've got Lakers advancing past Denver, Utah advancing over Houston there, the Spurs beating Phoenix, and then my heart lies with Dallas. I'm a huge Dirk Nowitzki fan, so I got Dallas advancing, then the Lakers over Utah, Dallas over the Spurs, the Lakers over Dallas, and in the finals, I got Boston and the Lakers.
I took Boston because I hate the Lakers.
I got Boston winning it all because they're 25-5 against the Western Conference. I think they're a better team. They haven't been beat up on like the West has all year long. I think they're the better team. Kevin Garnett may be the league MVP. You can argue that out another day.
I second that, Boston.
Don't overlook San Antonio. Even though we all took Phoenix, I think San Antonio, I think Phoenix, the reason I took Phoenix, I think they still have the hunger. I don't think San Antonio does. I mean, they've They're the defending champs. They've won it three of the last 5 years. But if San Antonio gets by Phoenix, that's the team that could knock out the Lakers, and you could see San Antonio go all the way to the NBA Finals.
Will the Lakers get Andrew Bynum back at any point in this playoff race? A lot of people think he's done for the year.
I want to thank Sean Callahan, HuskersIllustrated.com, Kansas baseball coach Rich Price for joining us today. Tomorrow, Hastings College baseball coach Jim Bovey and Steve Anderson from Fauner Park to talk horse racing here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.